Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, we talk about, Jill and I talk about thoughts from a professional land acquisition manager. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Cool. All right. So Dave asks, this is a long one. Let me preface this here. So during last week's member call, someone brought up a great point. Using the pricing methodology that Jack teaches in the course, we find ourselves many times basing our prices on the lowest deal that just happens to be posted by a Land Academy member.
A real good point.
Which is true.
We are now creating our own comparison value machine.
Exactly.
Creating a monster.
So we need to look at this a little differently, by the way, because of this. We need to know where they came from. So when we do, by doing this, we are driving each other's prices down.
That's right.
Pretty soon,
it'll be zero.
Right? Exactly. Pretty soon, buying will be tough because we need to keep lowering our acquisition criteria, driving the prices downward. I have recently been doing several deals in a county in Colorado. At the time I prepared my list and priced my offers, there were no ads that I recognized as Land Academy members. However, I still bought pretty well, and when I went to advertise, there were two Land Academy members already advertising property. One around $15,000, which I thought was really too high anyway, since I based my pricing off a low price of $12,000. The other was at $12,900. Then I hit the market with two parcels at $7,900, one at $8,900, and two more at $9,900, and one at $10,500. I'm sure that these two were quite happy with me. Wink, wink, right? I see that one of them has their property under contract at $9,900 down from $15,000. I hope they still make a decent profit. I have sold three and have three left and did a 2x2.5 profit. I'm okay with that. Two to two and a half times, you know, my profit. Got it.
Double his money.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm okay with that. You think? It's so funny. But one cannot go down from there. Really? Okay. Anyway, so what is the answer? Shall we possibly try to collaborate? I.e., if we see a Land Academy member with a 40,000 acre property at $10,000 and they are the cheapest, our properties are comparable, of course, let's just say, that we try not to price our property below them. Then it's up to each individual to do a better job of marketing to win the battle. But once one sells, it opens up for another. Ideas, anyone?
Yeah, here's the thing. This is a roundabout way of discussing the topic of pricing. Pricing is imperative. How you price your mailers, it's gonna make or break the situation. So you have to price properly or this will go nowhere. All the greatest data in the world and the greatest mailer and a 25,000 unit mailer won't work unless you price it right. So David's correct. David's been with us for quite some time. He's very intelligent. This is a very good question. So what's the answer? Do we collaborate? Do we compete with each other? What do we do? And pricing an offer campaign is 50% art and 50% science. Okay, people constantly are asking Jill and I, I'm in County X, how do I price this? Mm-hmm. So this is what you do. And I'll directly answer the question. This is rural vacant land now. This is not infill lots. This is not houses or apartment buildings. With rural vacant land, you look at what is basically for sale. And you're going to find a basic number. Let's say it's $10,000 for a 5-acre property. You want to price it at about 40% of that and send your mailer out there. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do okay. Mm-hmm. 40 to 50%, let's say. In some cases, you might pay a little bit more than you need to, but you're going to get the ball moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What I talk about in the program, the cash flow from land program, is take a look at the lowest priced property and then cut that in half, and that's send your offer out. And that is not necessarily the best methodology these days. Mm-hmm. The best methodology is to basically kind of get a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a woman, you understand what you listen to your feelings. You have a feeling and you listen to it.
Oh,
if you're a man,
no, really?
You shove your feelings down.
Oh, jeez.
So my point is.
No. Why did you buy that?
Ask
just
your wife.
Look at the trees. Didn't you see how pretty the trees are?
Ask your wife about pricing.
That's
ask your daughter. Ask your aunt.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. No, that's funny because on the flip side, when you're selling your property, you want to dress it up and make it look gorgeous and pretty trees because you want the wife to fall in love with it and the husband to say, you really want that property? And you want her to go, yes,
I see us there. Did you ever look at some property and look at your own posting and say,
the cabin would look great there.
Man, maybe I should keep this. I'm selling this.
Yeah.
If you're saying that to yourself,
yeah,
then you're going to do great in this business.
Yep. I love it.
Did you ever have an old car and you get ready to sell it and you get it all detailed and cleaned up and you clean it up and you're like, you know what?
It's not that bad.
I would
keep
buy this
it.
Car.
Exactly. That is kind of funny.
How you're going to sell it that day.
Right.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, thoughts from a professional land acquisition manager. This is the meat of the show. How the heck, Jack, did you come up with this question?
What the heck, Jack?
I talked to a guy who's been a land acquisition guy for a real estate investment trust for like 25 years, right? He's got probably as much experience, maybe more than I do. And he said this, what is it with you guys in the darn mail campaign? I never heard of this before. I'm like, what?
Right.
You never heard of sending out letters and mail offers, blind offers? No, I all the property we buy, we, you know,
get to know the community.
We put an ad in the paper. That's how old this guy is. We put an ad in the paper. We put an ad on Craigslist. We get to know the community exactly.
Right.
I take a lot of calls from brokers.
Right.
And I just sit there looking at the guy going, you know what? That's really sad.
What a waste of time.
You could have done 17. My whole point for this show is, and this doesn't have to be a long show like yesterday's. You, listener, are way the hell ahead of Mr. Professional Lifelong Land Acquisition Manager here, because you have the secret. The secret is send out a bunch of damn offers.
Right.
If you want to buy a car, a used car, send out a bunch of offers to people who own the cars that you want.
It's not that crazy.
Well, Jack, where do I get the data for that? Well, there's just go on Google. You'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to buy a yacht, go get if you want to buy an airplane, any asset that has a database-driven asset, send a bunch of offers out. Trust me. There's a ton of people that want to give their assets away right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're solving their problem. You're not mm-hmm. creating a problem. You're not, you're going to make some people mad. Yeah, so what? It's kind of funny, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny when people get mad.
I know.
Unless it's you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Wow. There's bees in the
studio.
There was
a bee that came in here. We have a door open. I think it's gone. I hope it's gone.
I'll let you know, actually.
All right, if it lands on me. Thank you.
I have curly hair and a bee gets in my hair once in a while and stings me in the head. Every few years.
Seriously?
Seriously.
I've never heard of
that. It's because I spend more time on a boat than you do.
That's weird. Why are there bees on the boat?
I don't know.
How is that possible? Let's go there. Weird. Okay.
So, I mean, Jill, do you talk to professional land guys ever?
No.
Oh, you only talk to the amateur ones?
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't have anything to say to those guys. No, whatever. That was really weird. Oh, once or twice. Yeah. And it's funny there was one in particular that I remember you and I met a couple years ago that he had figured out the direct mail campaign. And they did very well on a deal with a direct mail campaign. And it was so funny because he couldn't mentally get past, we should focus all our efforts on that, or at least spend more time on that.
Yeah.
So we said, well, hello, are you guys still doing that? He's like, yeah, we still do that. But we also do this, 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 and this. I'm like, okay, you might want to reverse your thinking here a little bit. And if you spend a little more time on that, remember that one-off deal that you thought was a one-off? It might not be a one-off. Send out more mail.
I remember that.
It's not, guy, I mean, it's not crazy. It's not expensive, especially what we have it down to. I mean, when you think about it.
It's not never going to get cheaper.
Exactly. It is.
The way we have it set up for our members, it can't be cheaper.
You know what else? And I get passionate about this topic. It is so much cheaper for you to spend a couple hours, even one Saturday, putting together the data and getting the offers together. You know, I mean, not you licking stamps, but in the data, you know, getting your mailer together, sending it to the printer for them to do in mail, than it is for you. That's to drive around for days and weeks and months trying to find a property.
Is it cheaper to buy some envelopes and like a stamp than the way we do it? No.
No.
In fact, it's twice as much to do it that way.
Another huge time waster is getting up every morning at 5 a.m. and getting on the MLS and seeing what just came in the night before. Another time waster.
How about going to tax auctions?
That's not a time waster. But, I mean,
What if we never sent any mail out and just went to tax auctions? What would our life be like?
I'd be okay with that. It'd be busy.
We would have 12-hour workdays.
That's true,
instead
too.
Of 2-hour workdays.
Good point. I mean, can I find stuff there? Is it easier? Because I'm getting there first, yeah. But still not as good as direct mail. It just, nothing beats it. It's just, it's the fact that every day sellers are coming to us. We're not going to them. We send out so many offers and just sit back. And who was interested, they'll call you. That's it. That's all there is to it. And people, they go, oh, why didn't I think of that? I'm like, yeah, it's not that crazy. It's silly that you have to kind of explain it. Like, imagine if you got an offer for whatever and you were dying. This classic car is in your garage under a tarp anyway, and someone just offered you a halfway decent price, and you know your wife hates it. You're going to go, heck yeah, come get it.
Come get my wife.
I'll throw in a wife. Come get the car and I'll throw in the wife. No, but...
No, my whole point is I talked to this guy for a while and he, he was not converted. He's like, yeah, I don't know. Don't you make some people angry? Yeah, I make some people angry. From Detroit.
Exactly.
Of course I make some people angry. I also get a bunch of signed offers back.
You know what, though? It's really not that big of a deal. It's not like you're walking up and telling him your wife is ugly or your kids are stupid. You're just offering...
it rolled off your tongue too easy, Joel.
So, you know, you're not directly...
Hey, you. Kids are stupid.
I know.
It sounds like you have some experience with that.
No, but you know what I mean? It's not like... Why do we get hung up on, I got a negative phone call. The guy didn't like my offer price. Big deal.
That's exactly.
You laugh and hang up the phone.
Punched in the face.
Is that it?
Your wife is ugly. Your kids are stupid.
I don't know where I got that. I really don't. So, anyway. Hopefully you don't have both at the same time.
You know, half the guys would say, you know what? You're right. She did get ugly. She's fat, too.
No. Jack. Come on. It's baby fat. It's going to go away. Dude. Come on. Hey, 2 months on the treadmill. It's all good.
Turned out to be not a boring show.
So anyway. So why do we get hung? My whole thing is, I think that we are still stuck in 1972. And I don't mean your car, but there you go, which is 1970. Anyway, we're stuck in 1972. And we
I have
think
a 1970
that,
Cutlass convertible. And one of my buddies looked at me and said, you know, since 1970, they've been making a... Every year, the car companies, they make improvements to cars.
I love that.
I'm stuck in the past.
It is. Well, you know what, Jack? Like, you're stuck in the past, so are some of these acquisition guys.
Exactly.
We have to do it this way. We have to do that. We have to close this
way. Don't be stuck in the past like
Jack. We have to do that. Okay, we have computers now, everyone.
Right.
Speaking of which, Jack, my car has a computer. Yours doesn't.
I know it doesn't.
We have fancy things like that now, and there's a much easier way.
We're approaching like Howard Stern-length shows here.
Oh, I'm out.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I wish I had made the money that Howard Stern makes.
Seriously?
Maybe we do, actually.
I was just going to say. Really? Did you just say that?
No.
Okay.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.